Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you. Thank you, Lord, for your word. May you help us to understand your word. May you pierce our hearts, open up the eyes of our understanding that we may receive your word with gladness and with joy and appropriate your word in our lives, Lord. Help your people on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, John chapter 6. Let's start with verse 22, and it reads, "And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you." Now, talking to the disciples, as we discussed yesterday, there was sorrow that filled their heart because Jesus was telling them that he was going to go away, but he will see them again. And when he sees them again, their hearts are going to rejoice, and that joy no man is going to take away from them. Verse 23, "And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you." Now it says, "In that day you will ask me nothing." After the resurrection, they had no need to ask Jesus of anything because they saw the work of Christ as they were with him through his ministry. And now they see the culmination of events. And now they see the resurrection. We're getting to that in a couple of chapters more. They saw the resurrection. And now they understand what he was trying to tell them all along. And they see it tie into previous scriptures and prophecy. They see the work and the miracles. They see what he was saying, that he was going to go away a little while and then come back. They see it all taking place. And now they understand it in their hearts. And they were rejoiceful once they understood it after the resurrection. Let's continue in verse let's look back at verse 23, because it says, "Whatever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you." And then verse 24, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." Now Jesus here is talking about access that is being granted by his name to the Father. So now we Christians have access to the Father, and anything we ask in the name of Jesus, according to the will of God, according to the word of God, according to the promises of God, and if his word abide in us and we abide in him, we shall ask what we will, and the Father shall give it to us. So it's that access. We have been given access. So let's go over to Romans for a minute. Romans chapter 5. We're going to begin reading at verse 1. It says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." So we have been justified by the faith that we have in Jesus Christ, the work of the cross. We have now access. We have been justified by our faith. Justification is a legal term. So we've been justified. It's nothing that we have done. We couldn't have earned salvation. We couldn't have earned justification. A perfect sacrifice had to die, which was Jesus Christ. He died. He said it was finished. Now those that believe on him, by faith are we saved. And we now have peace with God. So the sin of Adam that brought sin into the world and death by sin, now through the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been reconciled with God through peace, through the Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 2, "By whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand." So we have access by faith into grace. By grace are we saved. Through faith in Jesus Christ, we have access now. And it says, "by which we stand." That's how we are able to stand. That's how we are able to be flat-footed in this life. Regardless of what goes on in this life, we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, which means that we believe the word of God, and we believe exactly what the word says about our justification, who we are in Christ. We are not looking for man's justification. We are looking for the grace that Christ has given unto us by our faith. And that's how we are saved, not by anything else. We are saved by grace through faith. Faith, because if it was any other way, man would boast. We would be boasting on our works. Oh, it's because we did this and that. Well, it was nothing that we did. And it says, whereby we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We are waiting for that glorious day when we are either caught up in the rapture or we die and absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so we glory in that hope. And it says in verse 3, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation also. We glory in trials. And this is why, look at what it says. It says, knowing that tribulation or trials worketh patience. It says it produces perseverance. Tribulation produces perseverance. We should be learning from our trials, and it should create in us that perseverance, that ability to be steadfast, unmovable, ever abounding in the work of the Lord. And that's 1 Corinthians 15:58. That produces patience. And it says patience, character, and character, hope. We should be ever changing into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Our character should be changing. We should be maturing in the Word of God, in our nature. Our nature should be ever growing into the nature of Jesus Christ. So if we look back at John chapter 16, and it says in verse 23, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. One thing that we need to ask is to be more like Christ, is to be more like him, to have his nature. That's what we want. We want to be more like him. If we are more like him, that's how we can crucify this flesh and not fulfill the lust of the flesh, but go after the Spirit. The more we are like God, the more we understand God, the more we accept his word, and the more we grow into who we are in him. The more that Spirit within us is welling up like a spring of water that we can quench our thirst with. We don't have to quench our thirst with things of the world, because that Spirit within us is going to give us everything we need. It's eternal. It's given us everlasting life. And so let's go back to Romans. That's how we're able to stand flat-footed, because we are relying on Jesus Christ and nothing else. Our reliance is on him, not in a job, not in a man, not in a woman, not in money, not in fame, not in a name for ourselves, not in anything that we can do in the natural, but the things that can be only done in the Spirit. The Spirit, the things, we're storing up treasures in heaven where moth and rust does not corrupt. But we do it through the Spirit. Let's continue. So we glory in tribulations. These things produce perseverance, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience produces character, and character hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, will not be put to shame, because the love of God is poured out or shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So that Holy Ghost is where that love of God is shed abroad, that Spirit within us. We're going to stop right there for the Word in Me today. Please join me tomorrow on the Word in Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful, prosperous, blessed, tremendous day. Amen. God bless.